The hole in Czech public finances is growing and will be difficult to patch. Such is the warning message issued by the Finance Ministry on Monday, whose latest figures suggest that over the first 4 months of this year, the state budget reached the highest deficit in a decade. Jan Richter reports.
Cuts in investments, in operational costs of government-run agencies, and in salaries of state employees. These are some of the measures mulled by the Czech Finance Ministry to bring government spending under control. In the wake of last year's record deficit of 192 billion crowns, or more than 9.8 billion US dollars, the government pledged to keep this year's deficit under 163 billion crowns, or below 5.3% of the gross domestic product. But it will be a tough ride for the caretaker cabinet or the next government to be formed after May's general elections. On Monday, the finance ministry said the deficit for the first 4 months reached 78 billion crowns, the worst balance in a decade. Pavel Mertlík is the chief economist at Prague's Raiffeisen Bank.
Well, the situation is first of all better than it was last year. It's understandable because of the development of the economy is more predictable. But anyway, the income or public revenues, the income of the government is lower than what was expected, what was planned. And there are basically two problems. One is in social security contributions, which are lower than they should be by something like 2-3 percentage points, and even bigger gap is as regards corporate profit tax.
The ministry estimates this year's growth of GDP at around 1.5%, but high unemployment and low corporate taxes will inhibit revenues for some time to come. Finance Minister Eduard Janota said earlier he was considering a cut in government spending of 16 billion crowns. Confronted with the latest figures, Mr. Janota showed a sense of humor, wondering which of the proposed cost-cutting measures his colleagues in government would pick. Pavel Mertlík says we can expect anything but trimmed investments.
At least part of them will be adopted because of the goal of the government to reach the fiscal deficit something like 5.4%. It's reasonable, so I think both operational results and some cuts in the wage bill will take place. On the other hand, I don't think that there will be big cuts in investments.
The growing public debt has become one of the key issues of party campaigning ahead of the elections. While different parties offer different solutions, Mr. Mertlík, who served for 2 years as a Social Democrat finance minister, says the new government will inevitably have to raise taxes if it wants to effectively lower the public finance deficit.
Jan Richter with that report. And cost cutting, it appears, is the